Their teeth are recurved, which means they sort of point backwards, and they were also very blade-like and had serrated edges.
3 tons of terror moving at 30 miles an hour would have been a stunning sight. What made them even more fearsome was that they hunted in packs.
We've collected, in fact, 12 good skeletons in southern Alberta. In addition to that, we have a bone bed that Barnum Brown worked in 1910, where we have parts of 23 skeletons of Albertosaurus. And these are everything from 2-year-olds to 25-year-olds.
There's adults, there's juveniles, there's sub-adults, or what we call teenagers, all found together at the same time at the same place. And this suggests that they may have operated as family groups. So they may not have merely been very powerful predators, they may have been very powerful pack-hunting predators.
Fossils of varying sizes have been found buried closely together, pointing to the fact that Albertosaurus may have lived in family units. This would have increased the survival of their young and helped the Albertosaurus expand its territory. But even these well-adapted dinosaurs were vulnerable to climate change. In the late Cretaceous period, temperatures inexplicably began to climb.
A pretty dramatic change in the climate was becoming obvious at the end of the Cretaceous. We find fossil evidence of cold-blooded animals and plants that don't really tolerate the cold that well being found in the polar regions. Why the Earth began to warm after the cooling period is still a mystery. One interesting hypothesis involves the larger amounts of water that once covered much of the Earth. Rather than absorb the heat, they may have radiated it back into the atmosphere and caused a greenhouse effect. Whatever the case, these changes were tough to deal with for some dinosaurs, especially those up north.
As temperatures rose in the late Cretaceous period, lush foliage grew, supporting larger and larger herbivores. These giant plant eaters, like Triceratops, developed horns for protection. The meat eaters also adapted. The result was a predator whose name instills fear even today. The king of the dinosaurs, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex is, without a doubt, the biggest and baddest predator that ever walked North America, and quite possibly the world. They first appeared during the late Cretaceous about 68 million years ago and lived right up to the extinction of the dinosaurs about 3 million years later. Their range included Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Canada, and even as far south as Texas.
T-Rex stood out as the largest predator. It weighed up to 7 tons, stood nearly 5 meters tall, and measured 13 meters in length.